Exodus chapter 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says, the God of the Hebrews says, let my people go, so that they may serve me.' But if you refuse to let them go and keep holding them back, watch out, because the hand of the Lord will bring a very severe disease on your livestock which is in the field. It will be on the horses, donkeys, camels, herds, and flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of the Egyptians, so that not one of the Israelites' livestock will die." The Lord appointed a set time by saying, "Tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land." So the next day, that is what the Lord did, and all the livestock of the Egyptians died. But none of the livestock of the Israelites died. Pharaoh checked and found out that not even one of the livestock of the Israelites had died. But Pharaoh's heart was unyielding, and he did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take handfuls of soot from a kiln and have Moses toss it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over the entire land of Egypt, and festering boils will break out on people and animals in the entire land of Egypt." So they took soot from a kiln and stood before Pharaoh. Moses tossed it toward the sky, and festering boils broke out on the people and animals. The magicians could not stand in front of Moses because of the boils, since the boils were on the magicians and all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning. Present yourself to Pharaoh and tell him that this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues against you yourself, your servants, and your people, so that you will know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague, so that you would have been wiped off the earth. However, for this very reason I caused you to stand, so that I could show you my power, and that my name would be made known over the entire earth. You still are acting arrogantly against my people by not letting them go. Watch out. At this time tomorrow, I will rain down a very severe hailstorm, unlike any other in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Now give orders to bring your livestock and everything of yours that is in the open fields into shelters. Every person and animal out in the open that is not brought inside will die when the hail falls down on them." Those among Pharaoh's officials who feared the word of the Lord made their servants and livestock take refuge inside. But those who did not take the word of the Lord to heart left their servants and livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward the sky, and let there be hail in the entire land of Egypt, on the people, on the animals, and on every plant in the field throughout the land of Egypt." Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Lightning also flashed down to the ground. The Lord rained down hail upon the land of Egypt. The hail, with lightning flashing through it, was very severe. Nothing like it had happened in the entire land of Egypt since it became a nation. Throughout the entire land, the hail struck everything that was in the field, both people and animals. The hail also struck every plant in the field and shattered every tree in the field. But in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were, there was no hail. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron. He said to them, "I have sinned this time. The Lord is the one who is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Plead to the Lord, for there has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you do not have to stay here any longer." Moses said to him, "When I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will stop, and there will no longer be any hail, so that you may know that the earth belongs to the Lord. But as for you and your officials, I know that you still do not fear the Lord." The flax and the barley were destroyed, because the barley was ripe and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the spelt were not destroyed, because they ripened later. Moses went out from Pharaoh and from the city. He spread out his hands to the Lord. The thunder and hail stopped, and the rain no longer poured down on the ground. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials made their hearts unyielding. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.